Very good evening to you and welcome, yes, to the Royal Naval Air Station at Culdrose. And I'm certain in its 65-year history, this station, this base at 2 miles outside of Helston has never seen anything quite like this before.
Historic occasion in the making, and how wonderful that Cornwall is here to welcome the Olympic flame. The two lights of BA 2012 approaching the air. Here we go. Here's the noise of the aeroplane.
Indeed, Airbus 319, known as AB Bus in the Airbus fleet, and named Firefly. Over 1,000 school children were asked, by the way, to come up with a name for the plane. Firefly was chosen, and here she comes right now. I'm now joined by the Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg. A very good evening to you, sir.
Oh, it's very, very exciting to be here. It's chillier than I thought, I have to say, but forgot my coat, but otherwise it's a wonderful, wonderful occasion. Oh, I think they're massively important. I mean, it's like a huge kind of opportunity, isn't it? Which I think we should grab with both hands, especially at a time when there's so much concern and anxiety about the economy here and in Europe. I think we should grab this with both hands to sort of show the world what a positive, you know, generous, open-hearted nation we are, and also to make sure that the legacy isn't just about the 2 weeks, isn't just about the redevelopment of large parts of London, important though that is, but also the thousands of children who I hope will be trying out a sport they haven't tried before.
Lord Coe is actually headed towards us, and I'm delighted to meet you, Lord Coe. A very good evening to you.
Talking about fishing quotas, I'm absolutely delighted and very excited to be here, and for so many happy memories that I have in Cornwall, I couldn't have wanted the torch to have started its journey in a better place. This is a part of the world that is proud, fiercely independent, sporting, and, you know, a history that is inextricably tied to the coastline. And to have Ben Ainslie, who honed his skills in Cornish waters, to be entrusting the first bit of our journey tomorrow in Land's End, it's, you know, I'm going to say you couldn't write it. Of course we did, and that's exactly what we wanted.
Boris Johnson, the Mayor of London, with us.
Fantastic. Well, can I just say to everybody listening what a wonderful thing it is that we've just seen David Beckham lit that flame. It all went perfectly according to time. And can I tell you that we were not only bang on time when we arrived in the great custard-coloured comet that you see over there. It's a symphony of Cornish clotted cream colours. And we were early, and that we have that in common with all the Olympic preparations that we've been making. It's on time, it's under budget. But the reason this ceremony and this torch relay is so important is this is the moment when the heartbeat really starts to race, because we've now got to get this stuff done properly.
And she really is revving now. She's going to be leaving any moment now. Just in the coming lights.
Okay, so the lights are dim, so this does mean that BA 2012 will be departing very shortly. And yes, you can see in the cockpit as well, they've gone very dim as well, haven't they? BA 2012 now gathering speed and heading past waters and is up in the air.
There she goes, right in front of us, almost over our heads, in fact. What a wonderful sight she looks this evening, taking off into the night sky here at the Royal Naval Air Station at Culdrose. Firefly heading back to London Heathrow.